Japanese watch brand Q&Q was established in 1976. The Q&Q in their logo stands for quality and quantity. Perhaps not as well known as Casio or Timex in the budget range of quartz watches, yet in their relatively short 46-year history, Q&Q has become one of the biggest watch companies in the world in terms of actual watches sold. It took them just 23 years to sell 20 million watches, and as of today, Q&Q have sold over 500 million watches in over 120 countries. The Q&Q watch brand is owned by the Japan CBM Corporation, a subsidiary of the Citizen Watch Company Limited. So this really is a huge powerhouse brand that has been quietly offering Japanese craftsmanship and designs at very affordable prices to a global audience. Typically, Q&Q watches cost less than $50, and they offer everything from fun, acrylic, colorful watches to more durable and elegant metal case timepieces. I have two examples to show you today. First is this beautiful all-white acrylic quartz watch. A 40mm case width, length is 49.5mm, 12mm thick to the top of the acrylic crystal, 20mm lug width with a lovely white soft rubber strap and a resin buckle. A very clean dial layout with excellent legibility for easy reading of the time at a glance. There is loom on the hour and minute hands for nighttime use, a stainless steel case back secured by four screws, and a lovely sailboat design stamped into the case back, giving reference to the impressive 10 bar water resistance rating for this watch. I paid just $20 for this watch. The second Q&Q watch I have to show you today is a metal case, a diver style quartz watch. 42mm case width, the bezel is fixed as this really is just a fashion watch. Length is 50mm, a nice slim profile of 9.5mm thick to a hardened glass crystal. The case is iron plated with a very nice polished chrome finish. There is loom on the hour and minute hands, 20mm lug width with a lovely soft rubber strap and a metal buckle engraved with the Q&Q logo. A polished stainless steel screw down case back with a stamped Q&Q logo and a 3-bar water resistance rating for this watch. Price of this watch was just $23. Every time I've handled a Q&Q watch, the feeling of quality has always surprised me in relation to their low prices. I think it's a shame that Q&Q watches don't get talked about as much as Casio and Timex in the under $50 price range. So let me know your thoughts in the comments. Would you ever consider buying a Q&Q watch just to have something a little different in your collection? And what do you think about the Q&Q logo? Personally, I wish they would update it. But given the low prices of Q&Q watches and the quality that they offer, I'd be happy to keep a Q&Q watch in my collection. Thanks for watching today. Have a great day, and I'll catch you on the next episode of Cool Watch Reviews. Bye for now.